Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Good morning and welcome to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And I'm Pastor Kenzie Joyner.
We are here on a Monday. We're going to be talking about practical proverbs you need to know. And today we're talking about guarding your well.
Guard your well.
Guard your well, boy.
I didn't know I had a well.
I didn't know how to know either.
Now we know.
Well, now that we know, the well that we're going to be talking about is the heart. But before we get there, have you ever had dirty water in your house, like in your pipes?
Yeah, I think so.
What did it look like?
It was gross.
It was gross.
You catch the smell first.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And yeah. then you investigate.
Oh, yeah.
The smell.
I grew up in a town with a lot of hard water. And so you get that sulfur smell after a little while, like that rotten eggs.
Yeah.
And then you realize, hey, that's the water that smells like rotten eggs. Exactly. It doesn't make you feel very good about drinking it, showering it, cooking with it, washing your dishes. None of those things. It doesn't.
I'm glad we don't have that problem here in Springfield.
It's not too bad here. I'm trying to think of, I've also seen where, in my hometown, they have a lot of water problems. In fact, my dad just sent me a picture of the right across the street in the house that I grew up. They had to dig up this whole section of the road so that they could fix some broken water pipes. But they did that one time, and I remember they knocked a bunch of sediment loose in the pipes. And you turn that faucet on, and just this brown
it's
water.
Just
brown water coming through. You got to take the little faucet filter off and clean it out and everything. It's nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty, nasty.
It's rough.
Well, the same thing happens to our water source, right?
Yeah.
And let's talk about that. Proverbs 4, verse 23, it says, "Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life." That's the ESV.
Yeah.
The NLT says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life."
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to look at that.
Yeah.
And then this last one, this is the Passion Translation. This is Proverbs 4:23 again. It says, "So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, from there flows the wellspring of life." So
That's a little more detailed.
It is quite a bit more detailed. So yeah. If the inside of us, the heart, is where the rest of our life springs up from, then we probably got some dirty water most of the time. It's Jesus talks about this, and he is kind of addressing the Jewish eating, and he would say it's not what goes into your body that defiles it, but what comes out of it.
Yeah.
Kind of the same concept that we're talking right about here. So what are some common pollutants that get into our hearts?
Yeah, where do we start, right? But I think it could be through people, first of all. We're called to love people, and we love people, and we have relationships with people, but some of their negativity can pollute our hearts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes their offenses with people, mm-hmm, or things or movements can pollute, mm-hmm, our heart. Mm-hmm. Their disagreements with people can pollute our heart.
Yeah.
So it's...
Church and family and life would all be easy if it weren't for people, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we come in contact with people. We rub elbows with the world. And so, like I said, different things people say, different things we see people do, things people, like I said, expect from us, that can cause us to feel a certain way. So that gets in our heart. It may not be a direct thing someone does. It's just, it could just be their expectation
yeah
that causes us to
yeah,
to become negative, and that gets in our heart.
Yeah.
And so we have to guard our hearts with people and yeah. with our relationships and with how we take things mm. that people say or do. Mm-hmm. Because I think that if we get offended by people or we take on someone else's offense, mm. that's kind of one of the easiest ways to get that dirty for water
sure.
in.
For sure.
And so we just have to guard our hearts in conversations and yeah. circumstances, relationships.
Yeah. You know. It's hard because scripture also says that the heart of the man is wicked in several places. And yeah. so it's like, yeah, man, yeah. how can the heart of man be wicked and it still be the wellspring of life? And yeah. so the relationships are a big part of that. Obviously, our hearts in their, you know, their Adamic nature, you know, you've got this mm-hmm. basic but extreme sin problem. And so from the beginning, when Adam and Eve fell, we now have this issue. We're born into this world. It's a fallen world, and we have a fallen heart
yeah.
inside
yeah.
of us. I've been reading the book by Paul David Tripp, and it's talking about the 14 gospel principles for parenting.
Okay.
And so he actually, I just read a chapter, and I didn't make this correlation until I was going through these notes. And he's talking about our kids, the issues that they have, a lot of the times they're not behavior problems. They're heart problems.
Right.
And it's because they're lost.
Yeah, yeah.
They might not know the Lord yet, or if they do know the Lord yet, they don't know how to deal with the flesh that is screaming from the inside.
Yeah.
And so the sin and iniquity, sin, not just sin our actions, but sin the power that can yeah. control us if we're not careful, if yeah. we're not vigilant, if we correct. Aren't guarding our hearts above all else. I like this, guard the affections of your heart,
yeah.
For they affect all that you are. I think that's a great way for it to say that.
Yeah, and that's a learning curve for people growing up, like our yeah. kids, you know, that they have this learning curve where it's like, how do I guard myself mm-hmm. from these things? Because, like you said, we have a fallen nature. And sin is readily available. It's knocking. It's crouching at the door. Like God told, you know, the first brothers.
He's making eyes at me.
The murderer.
Cain and Abel.
Cain and Abel. There Cain. We go. Yeah. Sorry. Haven't written in Genesis since the beginning of the year. But yeah. Cain, he tells Cain, sin is crouching at the door. Mm. And so you need to watch your heart.
Yeah.
Because that will be the first thing you go to as a fallen human. Yeah. You know, they were born, Cain and Abel were born into the sin nature, and the yeah. same with our kids.
Yeah.
It's like if you don't guard your affections, yeah. but again, there's a learning curve.
Yeah.
You yeah. know, and so that's just like with people, our kids are around mm-hmm. people, they're around their friends, mm-hmm. they're in this world, and you know, there's things that easily can attach to their heart. And it's yeah. the same with us. We just over yeah. time, we learn to better guard it.
Yeah, for sure. So this whole morning, we've kind of been talking about the issue and the warning. That's really what this verse is, right? Is mm-hmm. it's a warning. Mm-hmm. You need to pay attention. Well, rather than just ending with the warning, let's talk about maybe the promise that follows.
Yeah.
These are Jesus' words. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Yeah.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5. And so I think for all of us, when we feel like we can't see God yeah. in our circumstances, in our life, our situations, chances are it's because our heart isn't pure.
Yeah.
And so the promise that we got to pursue then at that point is, all right, I need to get a pure heart so that I can see God. Because we all want to see God. That's yeah. what we want in our lives. We want to see what the Lord is doing. And so this morning, I think our challenge to go along with the promise is to guard your heart. But once you guard it, be focused on the Lord above all else.
Right.
And that's how those affections will stay pure.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.